Hello and welcome to the Percussive Maintenance Podcast. I'm Herb Warpel, Editor-in-Chief of Engineered Systems. Thanks for tuning in. 2023 marks the fifth year Engineered Systems has showcased the women of engineering through its 20 to watch Women in HVAC contest. Through this contest, we've documented the career journeys of 100 individuals, all with different shades of success. In this exclusive Percussive Maintenance Podcast series, we welcome in each of this year's winners and ask them to explain their roles in the industry, define some of the challenges they've experienced, and much more. It's Engineered Systems' honor and privilege to showcase the winners of this year's 20 to Watch Women in HVAC contest.
Hello, everyone. My name is Minjin Kim, Global Market Leader for the Stationary Air Conditioning, Heat Pump, and Chiller segments at Chemours. I work with a wide range of people in Chemours to develop new refrigerant solutions, new markets, and establish our long-term business strategy. Couple of fun facts about me. I love traveling and hiking. I even climb up Mount Kilimanjaro to see the glacier on the top of the mountain about 2015. And I love learning new things. My latest hobby is to make unique cocktails at home now. Switching the topic to Chemours. Chemours is a global chemistry company providing innovative solutions. We are a leader in many different markets, including thermal management solutions that I work for. Many of you probably familiar with a couple of our flagship products, such as Freon or Opteon refrigerant.
So climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, that is an incredible feat of endurance. Nice work.
Thank you. It was.
But if possible, could you walk us through what a typical day may entail?
Sure. It really depends on the day, but a typical day would include having a meeting with a customer to check in our new product development project, like reviewing test data, evaluating criteria, and discussing execution of past forwards. And I would spend some time to analyze macro industry market trend to evaluate potential opportunity and risk and build a business case to drive informed decisions. Other times, I would meet up with our regional team to discuss our marketing campaign, or I would orchestrate a product launch event to bring a new product out to the market.
And it's that diversity that really draws us into the engineering profession, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Minjin, you have engineering in your blood, in fact. I know that your roots of your family tree run deep in this industry. Tell us about your father and your older brother, their careers, and the roles that they've played in your career.
Sure. I really indeed grew up with engineers and scientists in my intermediate and extended family. My father particularly was a civil engineer who worked in urban planning and infrastructure projects. To this day, he loves to make detours just to see new cool bridges during his vacation. My older brother spent about 10 years in a lab studying biotechnology, and he earned his PhD in that field. So he was kind of the type of guy who assembled his own computers in high school through college. So I really grew up reading science magazines for teenagers and really looking at blueprints of car engines and tunnels on my father's desk. So growing up with my dad, I'm kind of trained to approach problems with engineering mindset and look for long-term solutions. So yeah, I probably didn't have much of a choice.
Well, it's worked out very well for you, no doubt.
Yeah.
I mentioned when it comes to overcoming challenges as a woman in this industry, you have some very interesting stories to tell. Can you share one or two of them with us?
Yeah, I think I have a couple examples from my career that are very emblematic of the industry that had some work to do towards gender equality. I still remember my first round of job interview after college. I have an interviewer tells me they were not interested in training female engineers because women will just quit when they get married. I still remember that, yeah. And another time, at a plant site visit with my customer, the site did not even have a women's bathroom. So they had to bring me to a utility closet that had a toilet in the middle, surrounded by cardboard boxes and tools. And even with that, a wide window with that open view towards the surrounding cornfield. So now I can really look back that episode with kind of smile and laugh, but it is really indicative that the site did not even think it was possible for a woman to work there.
Pretty unbelievable. And this wasn't that long ago either.
No, not really.
Well, I'm glad that we've made some strides in the right direction when it comes to issues like that.
Mm-hmm.
Minjin, you believe one way to increase the number of women in engineering is to better publicize the variety of occupations that exist within the industry. Can you expand on this thought a little bit?
Sure. First of all, I think engineering education helps you develop really strong and diverse skill sets, such as analytic thinking, creative problem solving, and system optimization, and many more. With experience as an engineer, different roles are available when you go on your career path. In my case, I was able to pivot my career into sales and marketing, business development, and even project management in the chemistry industry. So I think the main point I'm trying to make here is that the engineering education is one of the best ways to contribute to the development of the newest technologies, if you're interested. There are many professions outside of the pure engineering environment that are just necessary ensuring that these technology has a desired impact. So you can really bring value in knowing how to approach problems and bring engineering solutions to any system. So I just want to remind women and girls in school that studying engineering widens your possibilities and opportunities for your future in many different ways.
And let's talk a little bit about your future. I know you've accomplished a great deal already. You hold a global position for a well-known, well-established company in the industry. But what remains on your professional bucket list? What's one box you hope to check yet before you retire?
Yeah, I really want to continue to work on solving problems and bringing valuable solutions to the market. So, for example, as the climate crisis requires to solve one of the most challenging problems, which is preventing the planet getting hotter, I don't think one person or one company can solve this. So I really would like to work with our partners to bring holistic and sustainable solutions that would benefit people, animals, and this planet.
So you list Stephanie Kopchick as one of your mentors, and she actually received this award last year. Tell us about Stephanie and what she's meant to you personally and professionally.
Sure. Stephanie and I worked together in global stationery marketing team. She was my manager over those time, but she was my mentor and also a great supporter. Besides her really smart and brilliant mind, she is a great example of treat people how you want to be treated. She has been excellent thought partners when it comes to develop rough ideas into creative solutions. She has been always an inspiration because she never hesitates to speak up to deliver the right voice in the room. She has been supporting me mentally and emotionally so I can keep my head straight in good times and bad times. So I really appreciate giving me this opportunity to show her my appreciation.
Yeah, no problem. Shout out to her and shout out to you as well. It's been an absolute honor to showcase your achievements through this interview and through this contest. But while we have you, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to say, please do not be afraid to go into an engineering field. Studying engineering was one of my best choices I made in my life. It will be challenging for sure, but rewarding. It will help you build analytic muscles and creative problem-solving skills, which apply not only your future career, but also life challenges.
Well, Minjin, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. If those tuning in are interested in connecting with you or Chemours, where should they turn?
You can find me in LinkedIn or reach out to me via email. You can also reach out to Chemours via opteon.com. It's opteon.com. And thank you very much for having me today and have a great holiday.
Congratulations again, Minjin. Welcome to the class of 2023. And we're excited to track your future success from here on out. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Percussive Maintenance Podcast. If you happen to know the individual featured in this episode, we encourage you to help us further recognize her achievements via social media. Simply visit Engineered Systems Magazine on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn and like, comment, or share the corresponding celebratory post to help us broaden this recognition. To learn more about contests such as this one, or to stay up to date with the latest trends, news, and innovations in the mechanical engineering industry, we invite you to subscribe to our monthly magazine and e-newsletters. To do so, visit www.esmagazine.com. The Percussive Maintenance Podcast is now available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Show your support for industry journalism by rating and reviewing this podcast. Doing so will help us reach a much larger audience. Also, please subscribe or bookmark us so that you can enjoy all of our past and future episodes. We appreciate your continued support. And remember, if you can't fix it with your brain, you can always rely on a Swift Kick. We'll see you next time.